It is Friday, May 3, 2024, and I'm recording because something have happened that have with this podcast to do. Not technical, the podcast, but my story, my life. It have happened something. I called the clinic, health clinic, where my doctor are, and I asked them what was going on because I have not heard from them, and the nurse that took my telephone call. She says she should talk to the doctor about what's going on because he have done the basic blood test, all blood tests that he could, and everyone was okay. I am not sick in that way, but he say it was my long blood sugar that was very high. That was the only error in it, and so it was okay, but then I got a letter over internet from the doctor, and he say that he have done a call for an X-ray for my brain, and you know that I had the X-ray in my brain, on my brain. Because of the years that I have stopped hearing so well, and then my eyes have going bad also, and those two signs that it's true that the X-ray tell my doctor what's going on, and that's a reason to think that I have a tumor in my brain somewhere. So that is the X-ray they should do, and this is the X-ray that he told me that this is computer science pictures. There is different kind of X-ray they can do on the brain, but this is the truly one to that when they want to see a tumor somewhere, and so that's the great thing, and here and it's a reason why I was born in Sweden, of all kind of countries, because I don't need to pay for that. It's much money if I should live in the United States, for example. And but here I don't need to pay for it. I need to pay for if I need to be in the hospital. Then I need to pay money for the days I lay in the bed, and it's 200 Swedish crowns just now per day, so that is not a normal amount of money that I spend every day. So that's a big bill coming if I stay for a long time. But then in the same time that we, here in Sweden, we have a limit of what to pay. So I can reach the limit very quick. So it's only a special amount of money I need to pay from my retirement money I get. I am not going I don't go anywhere, because now I need to wait for everything to happen about my health and not travel. But when I traveled to Israel, that was God's way to tell me that I should not do that anymore. No Israel, no more. Of course I can be coming to other countries that is closer to Sweden. And I don't have got any help from the city, because I can't approve, I can't show them approval that I need help because of my health, because I don't have a diagnosis. I need to have a diagnosis, and that's the way they do it now. That if I have something with a brain that is damaged, they will give me the paper and I will get help from the city. Just now am I very, very good, because it have some with the psychology that God make me get my daughter back, and she have been here, and it's every Tuesday she can be here, and she do that, and she will come next Tuesday and help me to clean up my home. I have not could done it, and if before it was COVID, I didn't want people to come in my home and clean. And it was COVID-19 was from day one when I moved in here, but it was extremely clean here in this apartment, so it bothered me nothing that I couldn't get any help to clean up my home, and now it's maybe 1 year now we don't have COVID here in Sweden. We have some COVID, but not. It's not so dangerous, and all the people they have got 7 shots, the vaccination, 7. I have not got anyone. I don't want to take any vaccine, because I rely on my God. I got COVID-19 when I come back from Russia, Israel, at the airplane from Israel to Finland. I got COVID, and then was sick, laying sick home 1 month, and then I was okay. So nothing of this that I have got now is from COVID-19. It was something that was going on. And I told you in the last chapter that I think that those aliens, like, they didn't look like aliens that you can see in the picture. This was energies. So it was like, it was from the beginning. I have talked about this in another chapter, that who created God. And I told you that the mother of God created him. And that makes sense, as it is a woman that have the baby in her womb. And in that way also make it sense that 2018, when I was in hypnosis, I come up to heaven, and there was a woman, and she told me that I was allowed to come into heaven. So she was like a gatekeeper to heaven, and she looked like a female in her form, and she had this energy streaming like aliens that opened up my skull and was inside my brain and did something. And I am thinking about it. If it's so that they did something with my brain, then I'm wondering, what will we see in the X-ray? Will the doctor could explain what it is in my brain? This is very interesting for those that believe in God, or those that believe in aliens. It's both sides coming together here to and we will see what's going on in the brain. Is it some error that aliens have done, but in that way that it was okay when they place it inside my brain, but then it's going bad. The technical things that was placed in my brain isn't there anymore. So it's old things in my brain that need to go out, because it's an obstacle for the brain to work. And then my thinking about this with the brain, if they find a tumor in my brain and they take that away, clean my brain up from it, then I maybe can't communicate like I have done with heaven. But then I am thinking that you that have followed me, you that listen at me, And you have got very much from them. So it doesn't need to get more information from them, because you have got all the information. Now is other things that have started. You know that they told us that they should not talk anymore. So that is in 90%, it's gone. They are still here, but they don't talk anymore. And I'm wondering what will be if the doctor find anything that look like a tumor or something and take that away from the brain. Will I could communicate with heaven like before? That's a question. But I will tell you just if they do a surgery in my brain, I will talk to you just before we do it, because everything can happen in that surgery. It may be, I maybe can't speak anymore after the surgery. Or I have no communication anymore with heaven, afterlife. So I can't move forward. The surgery will be, and then is it end of this podcast. But I will pay for the podcast to be, but the more recording will not be. But that is what can happen. But I don't know anything. You know, it have been many things that have surprised me that I have not known. And I don't know the future. I only know what the doctor is telling me, that I am going to have, they are going to send me a letter where they call me for an x-ray. And I hope the x-ray will not be here in my city, because our hospital is very bad. So I hope it's coming to more educated people that do it and check out the pictures of the brain, because my doctor don't know this, how to check out the picture of the brain from the x-ray. That's those that do it, that have the knowledge. So I hope it will come to a real expert of it. So I will tell you the day when I go to the x-ray, what it come to be. And if I go to the hospital, I need to tell you some end talking, even if it's not going to be end, but it can be, so the brain maybe doesn't work anymore for me to could talk, for example. Or else it's go very damaged, so I will be like a vegetable. But they know very much about the brain today, how to take away tumors. So I will see what But I'm very curious what have caused it. And going back in memories for a long time, way back, I know I had some moments where the brain was not okay on me, that something was wrong. And I know in some chapter in my podcast, I told you that I couldn't let those spirits come and talk like they did. In the beginning, everyone was rushed to me to talk. And I had more than I could help. It was too much for me. And I told them, stop talking to me because my brain can't take it. And I didn't do any recording in 1 week because they didn't come through. So they obey what I told them, to let me rest a little in my brain. So I had I felt like it was an error that they come so many in one time. I say to them that I can only listen at 2, maybe 3 spirits in one recording. It will be too much with more. And I felt like my brain is going to be damaged if they come as they did from the beginning. When they start to find there was an opening to talk to us in the world, and they talk through my brain, then everyone wanted to talk. And you that have followed me from the start, how it have been. I told them that I can't take so many in once, and they accept it, and they didn't come through more than 1, 2, sometimes 3, but mostly was it 2 that come through, and the third was like a higher priest or God that come through. So this is what I wanted to tell you, that I have coming, it has coming through that I get an X-ray on my brain. If I have an X-ray that is easy to see if I have tumors. So, and I'm not frightened. I told the doctor that I was not frightened to die. But of course, I don't want to be like a vegetable in the bed for years before I come back to heaven. I know that if I be like a vegetable, I know that I am going to be up in heaven and communicate with heaven, because that doesn't stop me to lay in the bed and could not do anything. I'm going to be away. I'm not going to be in my body. They can do whatever they want with my body because I'm not there. I am already in heaven if I laid like a vegetable. So it makes me so happy to have that knowledge that whatever problem I get, if it's gonna be something wrong with the surgery, I'm good enough. I'm okay. Then I talk to heaven instead of the world. And it's a message to the evil world, the dark side, that is, I have coming over you. Because death cannot kill me. Death is only for those that doesn't have this kind of experience of God, that don't know. But I know. I have been to heaven. And I have been in accidents where I was away and didn't have any pain. When the car drove over me, 2018, I didn't felt it. And I didn't felt anything in those, could it be 45 minutes before the ambulance came. I didn't felt anything. And that's how it works in me now. So I'm not frightened what will happen, but of course I want to talk to you, my friends, in my podcast, what will happen. You can ask why God make me sick. And that's the answer now. I get the answer now. Because my daughter come back to me. She understood that I am sick. She understood that she maybe don't have her mother for so long time now. That is, maybe her mother is going away. And she realized that. It's time to be with my mother when I can. And that's make a positive to be sick. If you have the same thing, that suddenly people understand that you are not here forever on earth, and they need to know you better. And so it was not a bad thing that make me sick in that way. We need to understand that in afterlife, they work wider than what we think. That like they someone bad person, and it is sad to say, but it's also a warning for that bad person that. Someone, a loved one in on the side of this bad person will be ill or die. Oh, it's only warning from God that you have to change your way to live your life. It's a warning on you. I took one of your loved ones, one that you need so badly, to warning you to stop to do what you are doing. Sometimes God do that to people. It can see, look like it's evil and hard and painful. But sometimes God is talking to a person in that way. It's the same way that some people go disabled, that have been very bad. God doesn't kill. He's showing that person that he have lived a bad life. He must change. He must repent and coming back to that life God had for him or her. So it's time for me to stop here, because it is 7 o'clock, but it is like summer weather outside, and I am on my way to travel. I drive my scooter around a little and only enjoy the weather. It's plus 20 Celsius degrees here now. So thank you for listening, and God bless you.